On the line with us, we've got Sarah Milstein, a co-author of a brand new book all about Twitter. Sarah, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the decision to write a book called The Twitter Book with Tim O'Reilly.
Well, we've been using Twitter ourselves for about 3 years, and finding it still, 3 years in, useful and interesting in new ways every day.
Yeah.
And as we've been playing with it and finding other people getting on board and discovering even more new ways to use it, we thought it would be good to share with a lot of people the idea that you can do a ton of stuff with Twitter you might not be aware of.
Absolutely. I mean, it seems like there are so many tools out there that, you know, the average user who's just getting into it don't know about that'll actually make it easier to use.
Yeah. Part of what we're trying to show is that it's easy to get into. It can be a little confusing when you first look at it, but it's easy to get into, and it's really lightweight, and the payoff can be big once you get to using it, even in very simple ways.
Well, it seems to me, Sarah, that when Twitter first launched, MySpace was still at its height of popularity as far as social networking. And then Facebook has come along in the last couple of years and really kind of snaked that out from underneath them due to the fact that it allowed people to send really quick messages. Now suddenly we're seeing Twitter just growing like crazy. Why the incredible growth with Twitter?
Well, an interesting historical note here is that Twitter launched the same month that Facebook status updates launched. There was something in the air at that moment in time that people started to think, oh, status updates might be a valuable way to communicate. I think Twitter has taken off for a couple of reasons, in part because it's so simple. It's a one-feature idea. You share an update. You share a short message.
Yeah.
It's also taken off because Twitter, the company, has allowed sharing of their data in a way that lets other people use it in interesting ways and build programs and applications with it. So there's a whole ecosystem that makes Twitter really flexible in ways that a lot of software isn't.
Who would you say that the Twitter book is geared at? Is it geared at the first timer that's suddenly saying, I want to learn about, you know, how I can use this? Or is it also geared at the developer that wants to include the Twitter API into their website or maybe some programs that they're putting out?
It's geared at end users, both people who are new to Twitter. The first chapter is really if you're new to Twitter. And then end users who want to become power users or think, you know, are pretty adept already and are really looking for all the best third-party tools and different ways to analyze Twitter. So it's an end user book. O'Reilly does have a book for programmers on using the API called Twitter API Up and Running.
Now, is Twitter a viable source or maybe even a valuable source for businesses? Are they starting to come on board and seeing that they can reach an audience with their Twitter posts?
Absolutely. About half of the book is devoted to business ideas. It's really interesting to see from small companies who are finding it a good way to connect with customers, find new customers, find partners, to huge brands who are finding it a new way to be both intimate and public with customers and provide customer service in a place where people are. Businesses of all kinds are finding it really valuable. It's a new medium. It's not just another website.
Well, we're finding even, you know, Tim, for example, is able to twit post about not only, you know, new titles coming out or things they're looking at, but also how he feels about certain things and how it affects his industry and the tech industry in general.
Yeah, that's one of the cool things about it. You would think 140 characters, that's about a sentence. What can you do with that? But it turns out you can share quite a bit. You can use Twitter as a medium for developing a little thought leadership.
Absolutely. How are you using Twitter to help you as an author to get the word out about the Twitter book as well as some of the other projects you've been working on?
Well, there have been a handful of things. Certainly, as we were writing the book, we twittered about it, which developed some awareness. But even better, there were a few things as we were going that we needed ideas and examples outside of our own experience, and we would Twitter about those, and people would give us great ideas. Yeah. So it was a nice development tool that way. Now that the book is out, of course, we're doing some contests and letting people know where they can find the book and find samples of it and so forth. And that's proved great because we've gotten, as businesses say, they get immediate feedback from Twitter. We're getting that with the book. People are reading it and Twittering about what they find, things that they like, things that they wish we had included, little problems, things like that. It's fantastic. We can address the stuff right away.
Have A-list celebrities or maybe even B-list celebrities, you know, people like Ashton Kutcher, mm-hmm. Oprah Winfrey, The Real Shaq, have they helped in the growth of Twitter?
Yeah, certainly they've brought attention to it, which has been interesting because it gets a whole group of people who are not part of the tech sphere, who might not otherwise have heard about it, have a chance to discover Twitter. And that's interesting to see. It pushes the growth in a very quick way.
It sure does. Now, I definitely want people to go out and get this book. We want them to, you know, is this going to be an online book as well that they can download in PDF form?
Yeah, it's downloadable now in PDF and various ebook versions. And the print book will be out in a few weeks.
Excellent. But can you share with us in the meantime maybe a couple of tools that'll be really handy? I know we found TweetDeck to be very cool and different than the Twitter interface. I'm sure there's some others out there that maybe we don't know about.
Yeah. Well, TweetDeck is a little like Outlook for your email. It's a third-party client that helps you send and receive messages through Twitter much more efficiently than the website. Twirl is another one, that's T-W-H-I-R-L, which has a very nice, elegant interface and is also a great way to interact with Twitter. If you're looking for tools to help you do a little bit better listening or some analysis on Twitter, there's a tool called Twist that will show you trends on different terms in Twitter. You can type in the terms you want to see, and it'll show you how they're being talked about on Twitter. If you want to see a handful of searches at a time, if you want to do some real deep listening, you could give Monitor a try. It's M-O-N-I-T-T-E-R. And that lets you see a handful of searches in real time. There are a lot of tools like that.
Excellent. And once again, all of this stuff we're going to be able to find in the Twitter book from O'Reilly. What next for you? I mean, are you continuing to look at different forms of social networking? And do you see anything else that'll come along that could possibly be as big growth-wise as Twitter?
Well, one of the interesting things about Twitter is that the world domination was not planned this way. Twitter is an emergent medium. People found it useful and started using it quite a bit and talking about it and getting their friends involved, their family involved, and their businesses. That's a little bit unusual in software. Usually the process is much more the company trying to push something and convince people of the value. So it's hard to predict these kinds of things, what people call black swans. And I haven't seen any other software recently that I thought had this potential. But I do think Twitter itself will be evolving quite a bit in the next couple of years. And other pieces of the ecosystem are going to change and evolve. And other people will start doing similar things. Micro-messaging will become part of other communications channels. It will probably start showing up in Outlook as a client. And that kind of thing is what we're going to be looking at.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to it. Sarah, I want to thank you for taking the time to come and talk to us at Tech Talk Radio. And once again, the Twitter book available now, downloadable PDF book will be out on store shelves. I'm sure Barnes & Noble and all your major bookstores coming out in just, a few weeks?
And Barnes & Noble on June 15th.
Excellent. We'll definitely keep a lookout for that. And I signed up to be one of your Twitter friends. I'm following you. So we'll look to see some of the other cool stuff you're doing. Thanks again.
Thank you.